You're very welcome back to Dundalk Lions Club at your service. And at this point of the programme, usually every week we have an interview. And this week we're delighted to have Anne Murphy from Good Morning Loud in studio. Anne, you're very welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you. And we're just going to start because a lot of people might know what you do. So I'm going to start. And what is Good Morning Loud all about?
Good Morning Loud. Well, Good Morning Loud is a free telephone support service for older people. The service is supported by the HSC and is managed by the Netwell Centre, which is based up in the DKIT in Dundalk. Older people who sign up for the service receive regular telephone calls by a trained team of volunteers. They're all Garda vetted and they come in weekly to make the calls. So Good Morning Loud, I have to say, it's been a great success story. We're actually this month in April, we're 3 years running. And in that time, we've had 340 people sign up for the service. So we're absolutely delighted with the people of Louth and surrounding areas that have, you know, embraced the service and signed up for it so readily.
And you kind of cover Louth from the peninsula down to...
Absolutely, the whole of County Louth. And we also now are actually ringing people in the bordering areas, you know, from... over the border to Cavan, to, we have a couple of people in Monaghan and we have a couple of people in Meath.
So they'd be just kind of on the border.
Yeah, and they would have maybe heard about it maybe in the Lourdes Hospital and thought it was a good idea. And if they haven't got a similar service in that area, well, then we'll ring them. It's not, you know, it's... And we're delighted to do that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the nestling project. I'm just, because that seems to cater for a lot of groups in the northeast. What is it anyway?
Well, the Netwell Centre.
Netwell Centre,
yeah. There are a few names to it. It's based in the DKIT, and it's under the School of Health and Nursing. And they run a number of projects. Good Morning Louth is one of them. Cultaca is another. And it's all about... helping people, you know, as we age, to live independently at home for as long as possible. So you have Cultaca, which is like they're advocates for the elderly, where they go in and visit people, and they might put in a visitor. They might, you know, team up the older person with somebody that would come in visit weekly. They also have social groups. There's a men's group and a ladies group, and then every 6 weeks they have a social outing, would be lunch and a little bit of entertainment, and there could be up to 250 people go to those outings. And then Good Morning Loud is another project and then we all work together. The men's shed also.
The men's shed, actually, they're involved as well.
Yeah.
And is it only that project was running only in County Louth? Is that correct?
County Louth is
a pioneering project in that area.
Yeah, and it's the first age-friendly county, as we know. We're very proud of that. That Louth is the first age-friendly county. The Good Morning Loud service, we modelled ourselves on the. Inishowen Peninsula, they've got Good Morning Inishowen.
Okay.
And when the Netwell Centre were successful in getting their seed funding, we looked at what they did in Donegal and we replicated that here. So it's been a great success there, and it's up and running there over 10 years and it's fully supported by the HSE.
Oh, very good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it's, yeah, so you're fully supported?
We're not. No, Donegal is, but we get our core funding from the HSE, and then we will do fundraising ourselves.
It's fundraising as well, like all.
Yeah, exactly. Projects. We all have to do our bit.
But just give us a short synopsis of what happens. It starts from 9 o'clock in the morning and it goes on to 1 o'clock.
Yeah, we start at 9 o'clock. Our calls start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and we make calls right up until 1 o'clock. And we've actually recently extended calls. We make them on a Monday afternoon as well because there's been such a huge demand.
Okay.
So most mornings we call over 120 people. On average, it could be 110 or 125 or whatever, but it's on average 120 calls a morning. And we would have 9 volunteers come in. And
Are they on a rota system?
On a rota system, yeah. We have a very busy rota. And for anybody that might be interested in volunteering, we try and make it as flexible as possible to suit volunteers because, you know, they're given their time. So we have plenty of volunteers, and we're always looking for more volunteers.
I knew you were going to say
always looking for more volunteers.
When I call got in to see you below in Seatown, I just noticed a plaque on the wall, right? And it says, because Dundalk Lions Club do the Meals on Wheels, right?
Yes, yeah.
And when we go out to the Meals on Wheels, people, it takes a long time for them sometimes to come to the door because they're elderly and they're not, you know... Mm. They have different...
mobility problems.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think I noticed on the wall of the office, one of the offices, that it might take a while for the phone, for the person to answer the phone.
Yeah, just to allow that. Well, yeah, of course. Like, you know, we address a lot of issues for people. You know, for some people it could be mobility. They're not getting out and about. For other people, you know, they just want to enlarge their social circle. And it really is a two-way situation, because from being down in the office you'll realise there's a great community of volunteers there, and they love engaging with the older people as much as the older people love engaging with them. So it's very much a two-way process.
We find that actually as well, when we do the Meals and Wheels, you know, because we go along with hot meals and some of the people just want to talk on the doorstep.
Love to talk and are very comfortable with the phone, you know.
And Dan, would you find that the same volunteers will ring the same people?
No.
Or do you vary it around?
We don't. It actually falls into wee patterns because we have different people coming in different days.
Yeah.
Now, we have some people that will receive a call every morning.
Okay, yeah.
So they would be talking to different people, you know. And they enjoy that because that's the stimulation that you get from talking to different people. That's what's so good for us, for our mental health, you know, to keep us talking to different people. Because what I find wonderful about the service since I started working with it is that you can really build up a terrific relationship with somebody just with their voice, their personality, without knowing anything about them. We do preserve our anonymity too, because that gives great freedom to people.
Oh yeah, because
you know?
It's great comfort because the person is getting a call.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if you take somebody, I mean, they could be living in the country or they could be living in the town, but they could feel isolated.
Absolutely.
So every day or every couple of days or whatever the agreement is, they receive a call from these friends.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And that's what it in fact it is. Great friendship and great trust, you know, builds up, because all our volunteers, you know, sign a confidentiality statement. So that conversation they have with that volunteer is confidential.
Yeah.
You know, it's a one-to-one conversation. And, you know, it's so easy for the older person, and it's so good to get a phone call into you.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're not having people in on a regular basis, the phone rings, automatically you lift your spirit, you're wondering who's going to answer today. And it's really been a great success. People seem to be very, very happy with it, you know.
Absolutely. I mentioned this to my own mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even she would say that it's great, you know, that people make contact, you know, even if it's on a regular basis or irregular basis, but that you've contact with the outside world.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, and even for other people that are very well supported by their families and would have people calling every day, we have a lot of people that are very well supported. We still feel that they really enjoy the fact of having an independent voice, a fresh pair of ears, you know, to listen to their stories, you know.
And Anne, while I was down there, you told me all calls that you make to the people are all on Skype, is that correct?
Yeah. Unless, you know, if there's any difficulty with Skype, we have landlines as well.
Yeah.
So now, that's not face-to-face, it's just to landlines, it's Skype to landlines.
You were saying as well, you know, like when you have a one-to-one conversation and you get to know them as well.
Yeah.
You know, like people will say, oh, when you said, well, how are you doing today, Michael, or whatever, Mary, they'll say, I'm going all right, you know, I'm not too bad at all.
Yeah.
And then, as Gail Bonnier saw, would say, well, how are you really?
Yeah. Well,
so, Do you have to kind of delve a bit deeper with the questions as well? If people are saying, "Oh well, I'm not feeling that well today," or whatever.
Yeah, it's actually a very natural flow. You know, none of us are down there as counsellors or anything else. It's a friendly phone call. It's making that connection. So I always think that the most important thing you can say is, how are you feeling today? And you can get a number of responses. It's just as important the day that somebody's feeling really great, that they're able to share that feeling, that they're feeling really well. And you will find that if they're feeling a little bit low, that comes across. And certainly a little prompt, you know, and from the volunteer to say, you know, is everything okay with you? It's quite easily comes across then if there is a problem.
Eventually, over the conversation, would come across.
But it's
if you try to get through one of your normal calls, right? As I say, someone you try to ring every day, and they won't answer or something else. What do you do then?
Well, the protocol that we have in place is that we will call a number of times over the morning. You know, if we don't get an answer the first time, we allow the phone to ring out maybe twice just to allow people time to get to the phone. But if we don't get an answer, we put it in progress. We'll try again maybe in 15, 20 minutes. And that will happen maybe three times at the course of the morning. And then if we don't get an answer, and we should get an answer, we'll contact one of the nominated people that they have, you know, given us the names of people.
And does somebody upside, because I know somebody that goes out to one, you know, if she's a volunteer in your place, but she also goes out to the person as well.
Well, that would be part of the Netwell Centre, that they have a befriending service. So that's another project where they actually go out and visit people.
And you mentioned earlier on, and I know you're going to say, yes, we need more volunteers, right?
We do. Mm-hmm.
So how would you become a volunteer? You're down in Seatown, in Aspen House.
We're in Aspen House at 76 Seatown. Our number is 933-0103. We're on Facebook as well. But I always think if somebody calls down, see what we do, talk to some of the volunteers there any morning, that they'll really get a good idea of whether it's for them or not. You know, so I'd always say to anybody that has any, you know, sort of feelings that, oh, well, I think I'd like that, call down. You can ring me first of all, so that I'll make sure I can be there to meet
them. You better give out the number as well again.
It's 042-933-0103. Good morning, Louth.
And just if I wanted to become involved now, I mean, if I was down there and I want to go into your place, if you want to become a volunteer, do you get training and so on?
Oh, absolutely. Well, first of all, I will meet with the volunteer. I'll show them around, show them what's involved, and if they want to go ahead with it, then we have an application process. So they will fill in their application forms. We ask for two character references. There's Garda vetting to go through, and then if all works well and they're happy to start, then we'll start training. They'll sit in, you know, in with somebody when they're making a call, and I'll talk them through a couple of calls, and then when they feel happy that they want to make a call themselves, they go ahead with it.
John, I'll just ask one question. It's a great service, and when you hear all about that service and the services that go alongside it, aren't we well served in this county with that kind of service?
We really are.
And I read somewhere, and I thought it was very good, how one person said, you can hear the smile coming down through the phone.
That's right.
And the person around is making them happy.
Yeah. That's right. We would deal with a lot of people that have obviously bereavement issues, you know, older people that, and there could be recent bereavements, but there could be somebody that they lost a few years ago, their partner. And with family, it's great, but, you know, a fresh pair of ears like that is so ready to listen to that whole story again, to hear all about your past life. It's wonderful. But one other part of Good Morning Louth, which is very important, is the information that we give out. When you talk about all the other initiatives that are round County Louth, people might know them, you know, so it's very important that we're in a position, we're talking to them on a regular basis, and we're really ideally placed to tell them about other services that we feel they would benefit from, you know.
Well, Anne, on that note, thank you for coming in and sharing your knowledge with us.
Thank you.
And because that kind of a project is, we're all getting a bit older, you know. So
none of us are going the other way. But I would think if anybody out there feels they would like to try the service, it is free. You can sign up or get in touch with us at that number 933-0103 or Facebook or whatever for maybe a family member. You might think, I have somebody at home that you'd like to avail of the service. And, you know, they can try it and see how it works for them.
Exactly.
But most people, you know, continue with it.
I know. Well, Anne, thank you very much for coming into the studio tonight.
Very welcome, John. Lovely to be here.